people who keep company with God. I experienced a vision in which I was in the ocean with several people, and suddenly the ocean swelled beneath me and I was lifted up and effortlessly rode a very large and smooth wave. I then heard this phrase, "A swell is coming." Since I received this in the context of an ocean, I looked to see what Wikipedia says about swells and found it to be very revealing and enlightening in understanding the vision. A swell, in the context of an ocean, sea, or lake, is a formation of long wavelength surface waves. Swells are far more stable in their directions and frequency than normal wind waves, having often traveled long distances since their formation by tropical storms or other wind systems. Swells are often created by storms thousands of nautical miles away from the beach where they break. This distance allows the wave comprising the swells to become more stable, clean, and free of chop as they travel toward the coast. Waves generated by storm winds have the same speed and will group together and travel with each other, while others traveling at even a fraction of a meter per second slower will lag behind, ultimately arriving many minutes later due to the distance traveled. Information on swell size and period is useful for surfers, as swells are generally more desirable to surf on than normal, locally generated waves and chop. Since swell-generated waves are mixed with normal sea waves, they can be difficult to detect with the naked eye, particularly away from the shore, if they are not significantly larger than the normal waves. Swells were used by Polynesian navigators to maintain course when no other clues were available, such as on foggy nights. Now, it goes without saying that the body of Christ in our nation has been in a major storm this year. In our community of believers, we have experienced irreplaceable losses this year, yet in all these things we are seeing that God is making us overwhelming conquerors because of His love, Romans 8:37. What the enemy has meant for evil, God is turning for our good, Romans 8:28. These storms are actually being used by God to bring something really wonderful to us. In the experience, I was amazed at how stable and smooth this swell felt. It was not like anything we have experienced at our church. I told Becky before I read the Wikipedia article that the next moves of the Spirit will not be as choppy or unstable as in past moves of the Spirit, but will be much smoother and easier to ride. Another very important key the Wikipedia article pointed out is, in order to experience and receive what God has for you in the swell, you must be in the water. If you are on the beach, it will not appear to your natural eye like anything different is happening, but those in the water will know very well that something new and different is here. It may look the same on the surface, but it is not. All we have to do to prepare is to be in the water when the swell comes. From my own experience, moves of the Holy Spirit look and sound offensive when you find yourself on the outside looking in. You tend to reject them. You get in by humbling yourself to the Lord. The Bible tells us in the last days that darkness shall cover the earth, and an even deeper darkness will cover the people. But the Lord's glory will be upon us. Isaiah 60, verse 2. The many swells of the Holy Spirit that we will experience will bring the glory of the Lord upon us, and we, like the Polynesians of old, will be able to navigate in a spiritually dark world. Isaiah 60, verse 5. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Every swell of the Holy Spirit is meant to enlarge us so we can receive from the abundance that the Father has for us. The swells of the Holy Spirit will be our end time means of provision. Get in the water. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.